This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
So it's January 8th in Berlin. I am talking to Aaron Moulton, who is the director and owner of Feinkost Gallery in Bernauer Straße here in Berlin. I would like to ask him and talk to him about a recent show called Communism Never Happened. The show closed a few weeks ago, I think.
December 20th.
I would like to begin by asking Aaron about his thoughts for the show. I'm also interested in the somewhat enigmatic title and wonder if he could just give us a little bit of information about it.
The title Communism Never Happened comes from a work by Romanian artist Ciprian Mărăsan, where he basically cut that text from what was said to be propaganda records, communist propaganda records from Romania. So it was a basic appropriation. I was interested in that title for kind of, and also the timing of the exhibition as it being here in Berlin and the 20th anniversary of the fall of the wall, as for me, a situation where you have this constant reminder living in this city of its history, of its recent history, and also of people's relationship to that history, and being on one side of the wall or the other, and I was really concerned about what it means to have that history institutionalized, where you're constantly reminded of it, in art exhibitions and this kind of forced remembering that takes place, whereby actually we probably forget more than we're remembering, and we're kind of codifying these kind of core essentials that make up ultimately maybe a mannerism of memory. And anyways, Communism Never Happened for me was an idea to kind of very aggressively address the institutionalization of memory by denying it, and address this way in which through remembering we actually forget. And there was this really nice quote that I found in this Cormac McCarthy book, The Road, where he said something like, every memory recalled must do some violence to its origins. And I just really, I was reading it at the time when I was doing the press release, and I thought, that's exactly what this is. Because anything that I remember from a kid, every time I remember it, I'm shaving off the fat of that experience, and suddenly it becomes this kind of core symbol. And so the idea of, I know nothing about communism. Everything I know about communism is what I kind of learned from James Bond movies and, reading people's secondhand, third-hand information. So it was really an idea to, aggressively, within a kind of an imperative statement, through the title, ask someone whether communism ever happened, and thereby forcing you to remember it. And sorry not to be kind of long-winded, but that continued in the press release for me, because the press release is a very kind of conceptual text, even though it's a kind of very easy tactic, where I've actually avoided talking about communism at all, because I was really frustrated by the idea that I would have to sum up communism in a sentence in a press release. But knowing that I'm a private enterprise, I don't have to be sensitive to these kind of details, and so I was actually thinking it would be more interesting to kind of, in keeping with the title, deal more with the never happened part. So I don't talk about communism at all, because again, the point is like what you know about communism, what you bring to this exhibition is a memory of communism, and project that onto the work, so the exhibition text is actually more a kind of a self-help memory, self-help text in a way, because it, of course, a lot of the works in the show happen to just naturally correspond very directly to exercises given to patients with Alzheimer's and dementia to help stimulate memory. So things like keep a diary, draw a map from memory, learn a new language, do math equations in your head. These are things that, you know, helped break the show down for me in a way that made it more an exercise about memory. So in a way for me, of course, the show is very blatantly, implicitly, obviously about communism, but it's actually about how we as people have this very natural nostalgic impulse and through that, you know, stimulate kind of cultural Alzheimer's.
Tell me something about the artists who participated in the show and their reaction to this type of format that you described.
It's tricky because half the people in the show come from former communist situations and are also very used to being put into that context. So they took me in a, you know, a couple of them I think were quite suspicious of what I was trying to do, and especially because I'm an American, and I think that's also something I try to embrace very directly, is this is very much a, you know, not a kind of capitalist view on communism. I think it's about these kind of lenses of, you know, trying to remember through, you know, piecing together things and, you know, one's impressions and own memories. And so anyways, the artists in terms of those coming from former communist countries, were Aneta Monachisa and Lucia Tsakova, Ciprian Murison, Yang Zhenzong from China, Luchasar Boyachiev from Bulgaria, Lucia Nimkova from Slovakia, the Rep Group from the Ukraine, and then other artists, Sean Snyder, who's American, Patrick Dufuoco, Julian Bismuth, and David Levine. And some of them have practices that are very directly always skating around these topics, and others have very little to do with it, and I just happened to find projects that corresponded very well to the ideas I was trying to deal with.
Did you ask these artists to come up with projects that were specific to your show, or did you select them from existing work, or how did this...
there was probably only one piece that was made for the show, and that was the Rep Group's piece, After the Future, Today, Forever, which is a continuation of a project they've been doing called Patriotism, where they've basically invented a kind of neo-Baroque, you know, sort of Soviet-type style language of the word pictures, and it's aesthetically, it kind of smacks very immediately of a kind of a certain time, place, ideology, aesthetic, and yet it's trying to, I think, very consistently with the Rep Group's aims as a kind of practice, address the need for, you know, in reinventing cultural languages. And so they made these murals, which we have on the ceiling that you see there, which this one here is the present, and that one that was there was the future, and they function in not a kind of right to left way in which you normally read, but they're like kind of a kind of total idea that, you know, through the kind of associations and meanings behind the respective symbols, you kind of have this idea that comes out. And so that was the only work made for the show. Otherwise, it was, Lucia Nimkova, you know, she kind of made a site-specific version of her unofficial installation, which is an ongoing project she's been doing. But otherwise, everything I kind of handpicked from, I'm a constant list maker, thanks to my mother. Mm. So I just kind of keep these projects in mind for different things. Mm.
You've told me before, and I know that your gallery is decidedly not somehow specializing in art from Eastern Europe, and yet you seem to be working a great deal with people from that area, with groups as well as individual artists. You also mentioned that you're conscious of being an American in Berlin, showing art from Eastern Europe. Tell me a little bit about that work and about your engagement with that area, though not exclusive, seems to be pretty pretty elaborate and intense.
Mm, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm really interested in ultimately with any artist's work, the quality of the project. I don't really. maybe after all of that, especially I kind of build in my own contradictions. I'm not really interested in an artist because they come from Eastern Europe, but I'm interested in how people deal with subjects in ways that make it make more sense. I don't know. I don't know really how to answer that because I don't really feel like I work with artists from Eastern Europe, but of course that's not true. I feel like I just work with good art.
What was the reaction to the show? Can you give me a little bit of an idea what the
Well, you know, we had some decent reviews, and I don't know. You know, I think with anything one does, there's a hopeful intention that it will cause some irreversible damage on something or the other, and often it's more like a tree falling in the woods. So I kind of expected. Getting a really like a scathing review or something. I was really hopeful for that, but nothing happened. It was all very kind of positive. And I think generally in the state of art criticism today, there's like really this. It's more like where I'm. I don't. I would. I would prefer to know like what. One thinks about, a show like this, whether or not it's like responsible or irresponsible to the topic or I don't know what, it's something. It's like we get a lot of nice reviews for things and what I would be really interested in is like, having some kind of, pissing somebody off or something. It's not to say that anything I do is for the sake of pissing somebody off, but, I think everything's so even-handed and kind of complacent that I just would like to know that this my making a show like this is because I feel that institutions are reducing memory and making things generic and cliche and so a show like this for me is kind of a very aggressive response to how we work as a culture in terms of bottling memory and how kind of dangerous I feel like it is as a phenomenon and maybe that didn't come through directly. I kind of feel that there was these very kind of aggressive imperatives built into the show and a kind of hopefully kind of asking one to defend their ideas, whatever their memory is, and yet it was all pretty even-handed. Somebody actually wrote in the guest book, "nice anti-communist rubbish," which I thought really missed the point. But that was the closest thing to a negative review we got.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Sorry, it's really difficult. You kind of stumped me there on. Because that's a question I like with regards to like working with artists from Eastern Europe, I never know how to answer that. And that really was, like,
I put it in part because you had sort of sensitized me before to not wanting to be labeled, a gallery that deals mostly or even, in the majority with people from Eastern Europe. But it's nevertheless striking that you have more artists. That you show here from that area than others. It's simple. I mean, that's really the only reason why I ask.
But my biggest problem with that kind of little labeling, when it comes down to like Zachary, it's a gallery that's from the represents artists from Poland, or I used to work for this gallery, the Brzezinski Gallery, which is from Kiev.
Yeah.
Geez, man. I mean, those places.